Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, there was a time when TV shows would regularly feature the threat of quicksand. Some character would be sucked to their doom or be rescued with a bit of a stick. But you just don't see quicksand like you used to. So what happened? Why has quicksand been cancelled? There is, however, a small community of people who still love it. Daniel Engber from Wired magazine has been writing about this, and he joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Good afternoon.
Now, I suppose to get the reality bit out of the way first, can quicksand suck you to your death?
Quicksand can kill you, but not by sucking you under the surface the way it used to in old movies. The danger, the real world danger from quicksand is that you get your foot stuck in it, the tide comes in, let's say, and you drown. That's how people really do die every now and again from being submerged in quicksand.
Okay, well, that's far more gradual a death.
Yes, it's less cinematic.
Yeah. People sitting and standing around looking at their watches saying, come on, let's get on with it. So it seems as if there was a golden age for the use of quicksand in TV shows and movies. When was that?
Well, I thought I grew up in the golden age of quicksand. I was a kid in the 1980s, and there was quicksand everywhere in cartoons and movies and even sitcoms. But it turned out, once I started looking at it, that I was in the tail end of the golden age of quicksand, where it had become kind of an ironic joke and a kids' movie gimmick. The real golden age for quicksand is the 1960s.
Right. Okay. And do you have a theory, or does anyone have a theory as to why it was so popular then?
So I just want to say it was staggeringly popular then. I tried to estimate how often quicksand appeared in movies, and the best estimate I could come up with was that it was in about 3% of all films. I mean, that's just,
wow,
when you think about it, one out of every 35 movies had quicksand in it. Why was it so popular? I don't know exactly, but I have a bunch of theories. If you look at the long history of quicksand in the arts, it often comes along with periods of instability, metaphorical instability, and then it's represented as this literal instability in these movies. So in the literature of the age of exploration, going back centuries, there's a lot of quicksand. That's at a time when new continents were being discovered. There's a lot of anxiety about, you know, where are we going and will we be stuck there in some way when we arrive? So coming back to the 1960s, of course, this was a time of great upheaval everywhere, especially in the United States. Quicksand is understood then as a literal danger of this sort of foreign expansion. So, for example, the intervention in Vietnam was understood to be a dangerous quicksand metaphorically. There was also literal quicksand in Vietnam, as represented in the U.S. media. There were U.S. soldiers who were given medals for bravery, for saving one another from quicksand, which is kind of absurd when you think about it, given that you can't actually sink under quicksand and die. There was concern in preparation for the moon mission that the lunar surface was covered with quicksand. So again, this was very dead serious, this idea that there was quicksand out there. And as we extended and stretched ourselves around the Earth and into space, that we would get trapped and die. And it was at this time, again, that quicksand just multiplied throughout film and I think literature as well.
There's also something kind of from, you know, looking at it from this, from the 21st century, almost quaint about it as a threat.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the fact, again, we now for the third time, you can't actually sink under yes. sand and drown or suffocate. Even as a trope of adventure films, it's a pretty lame one in the sense that there isn't much narrative tension aside from the pure fact of, am I going to sink under it or not? Am I going to be saved by, grabbing this vine from a tree that happens to be next to the pool of quicksand? What I mean to say is the antagonist is, a pool of sludge. It's not very interesting as as an L. It's not like the one I compare it to, which continues to this day, is defusing a bomb. That's the same kind of old-timey hazard that's been around in movies since the beginning of the 20th century. And yet that persists. It's a little more interesting. You're snipping which wire and who put the bomb there and what are the stakes. Quicksand is just kind of a natural phenomenon. You fall in and can you get out? So it's sort of dull, which makes it, to me, more interesting that it was so prevalent.
Yeah.
A decade.
Plus, also, I suppose, especially for TV shows, a very easy way to write out characters, just send them for a walk into the forest and bang, they're gone. Now, what was intriguing, though, about your article was that you discovered that there's a community of people who are huge fans of Quicksand, which even predates the internet.
Yes. Well, I mean, given that the heyday of Quicksand was the 1960s, it turns out that this community of Quicksand fetishists that I stumbled across consists mostly of people who grew up in the 1960s. And, you know, Quicksand was everywhere. Again, it was quite serious. There were Academy Award-winning movies with characters dying in Quicksand. So, you know, this, when seen at a certain formative period in one's life, I guess some people develop a fixation, perhaps a sexual fascination with Quicksand. So it turns out this is a, I wouldn't want to say it's a large community, but it is a widespread and dedicated community. They've done a lot of quite interesting projects. They've combed through as many films and TV shows as possible and tried to identify every single recorded Quicksand scene. They've created collaborative Google maps of sites of real Quicksand around the world, with, you know, tips and advice on how you might find them and enjoy the Quicksand for yourself.
Right. Okay. So that, well, even within that, then there's a range of preferences. So are in this community, are there people who, you know, drive hundreds of miles so they can chuck themselves into a vat of mud?
There's always a range of preferences in any community. Yeah, I mean, broadly, there are in that community some who identify as sinkers and some who identify as lookers. The sinkers enjoy the sensation of sinking into mud. The lookers enjoy the spectacle of watching someone else sinking into mud. Sometimes there's a narrative element to the fantasy, imagining a damsel in distress sinking into a pool of quicksand, and then the fantasist would, you know, race in like Tarzan and save her. So there's a whole range. But
right.
Yeah, some people want to just take off their clothes and jump right in.
And is it always that the ones who like to look at somebody else sinking into the quicksand, is the person always rescued, or do some of them enjoy somebody going all the way down?
It varies. You know, I think there's some overlap with bondage and S&M communities in certain ways. But it really, some of it there's a real, you know, innocence to it. So the fantasy arises from the adventure movies from when they were children, and so the sense of childlike wonder. So there's no sadism associated with it. But yes, I've heard that there are some people who like to fantasize about someone sinking completely under the surface.
And I understand one or two of them are sexually attracted to the quicksand itself.
Again, it's a full range. I think that, you know, one thing that was interesting about talking to members of this community was the whole thing is just suffused with nostalgia, right? Because this is the quicksand of their youth, and I think there's a sense of disappointment in a way that quicksand has been so thoroughly debunked and, as you said in the introduction, canceled from popular culture these days. But maybe that makes it a little more bittersweet, the enjoyment of the fantasy.
Right. Okay. And I wonder, did they develop the kind of fetish about quicksand when quicksand started to be featured far less in popular entertainment, or was it always there? Were there, you know, back in the day, were there kind of porn magazines dedicated to quicksand?
That's a really good question. You know, I think it, one thing that was quite interesting in talking to some of these people is this, there's other story of the creation of the internet allowed all of these people with fetishes that they thought were very much particular to them to suddenly find each other online. So before that point, yes, there were ways that people might gather by interest. There was, you know, a fetish known as wet and messy, which involved mud wrestling and that sort of thing. So the quicksand fetishists could kind of piggyback on that. It's close enough, right? Mud wrestling, women sinking into quicksand. So, you know, I think you saw these sort of larger umbrella interests that would allow people to connect. But once the internet is there, you know, I heard some stories I found quite moving about people, you know, now in their 30s or 40s who are Googling around online about quicksand because they're interested, and suddenly they see, oh, here's a page where someone's compiled every possible film clip of a woman sinking into quicksand, and you know, that's I imagine quite a powerful moment.
And given the huge amount of times it's featured over the decades, there's a huge, it seems, archivist effort going on here. I mean, have they compiled every single one, or most of them, or 80% of them?
I mean, it is really one of these sort of staggering crowdsourced projects where you're just amazed and glad that someone has done this. I wondered when I was trying to compute the statistics of, you know, what percent of movies, I thought, well, maybe this is biased by the fact that, you know, all the quicksand fetishists are the...
I think that internet line is starting to... Oh, there he goes. It's sunk into the quicksand as well. Are we trying to get him back? Or is he trying to get us back? And Daniel's gone. Okay, we'll never know now what he was going to say, but it was probably something very interesting about quicksand. But I think he got the gist of it anyway. The 1960s, if you grew up in the 1960s, that was, as he said, the golden age for quicksand. So maybe you want to think about your sexual preferences. We're going to take a commercial break. You are listening to The Moncrief Show on News Talk. After that, artists against fascism.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.